Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the reaction of non-Americans to the decision by two grand juries not to punish police officers involved in the deaths of African Americans.
There's an assumption that somehow there's something that has gone on that isn't quite right.
Then we will report on the continuing debate on the death penalty in the United States. A view from London on grand jury decisions in the U.S. and how Americans feel about the death penalty. Those are our stories today on As It Is from VOA. People around the world are again talking about race relations in the United States. Recently, two U.S. grand juries decided not to recommend legal action against two police officers. The officers were involved in the deaths of two African Americans in two separate cases, one in Missouri and the other in New York. The grand jury decisions led to protests in cities across the nation. News organizations throughout the world reported on the story. Many showed images of the protesters. The demonstrations helped to motivate some people overseas. In London, students at King's College have been talking about the grand jury decisions and the unrest in their classes.
It's not a good thing.
That is Xian Yingchao, a 23-year-old economics student from China. He has studied in the United States.
A lot of Chinese press, they said like, oh, in U.S., they always say, they always advocate the human rights, but look at them. It's like they have two standards of human rights.
53-year-old Paul Zimmerman is from London. He is studying for a master's degree. He says the grand juries may have made the right decision, but many people just do not feel good about it.
There's an assumption that somehow there's something that has gone on that isn't quite right. Maybe they come to the right conclusion, but in a sense, that doesn't really matter.
Mr. Zimmerman says the election of Barack Obama for two terms as president does not mean that America's racial issues have been solved.
Electing a black president in theory is transformational, but there's a lot that needs to happen in order to correct many, many years of systemic unfairness.
Xian Yingchao agrees.
One black president cannot change these things. They have to change their justice system, even their laws.
Joshua Simon teaches at King's College. He says his students recognize the concerns about the grand jury decisions. But he says they are hopeful because of the strong reaction to the decisions.
Think of it as a pretty shocking demonstration of the remaining racial injustices in the United States, and a pretty encouraging sign that the population of the United States isn't going to take these events lying down.
Mr. Simon says many people believe the United States has made great progress in improving race relations. But he says the recent incidents have shown how much work remains. He says poor race relations hurt American efforts to be considered a moral leader. Most industrialized nations have stopped executing criminals. But the death penalty is still legal in many parts of the United States. Public opinion studies show that support for the death penalty among Americans is lower than it once was. But it remains strong at around 60%. However, the same surveys show that even death penalty supporters have concerns about the justice system and the way executions are carried out. When people are put to death in the prison in Huntsville, Texas, death penalty opponents often demonstrate outside the building.
Today, around the state, people are gathered to say no to the death penalty.
Texas carries out more executions than any other state. Last year, it put 16 people to death. Surveys show most people in Texas support the death penalty. Dudley Sharp is among those supporters. He says executions ensure that killers do not kill again and persuade others not to kill.
The evidence that the death penalty deters no one doesn't exist. The evidence that the death penalty deters some people is overwhelming.
Pat Monks is a lawyer in Houston, Texas. He opposes the death penalty and criticizes the justice system that imposes it.
It assumes that this system is perfect in one instance, maybe one instance, you know, and it's not.
Pat Monks notes that in some cases, new evidence has led to the release of prisoners who have been sentenced to death. He says the death penalty, also known as capital punishment, is an ancient custom that Americans took from another country that no longer uses it.
It's from England, common law system, in which the king owns all of us. We're all subject to the king.
In early December, an appeals court ordered a stay or stoppage in the planned execution of Scott Panetti. He had been found guilty of murder. Doctors say he suffers from the mental disorder schizophrenia. Catherine Kays of the Texas Defenders Service serves as his lawyer. She is pleased that his case is getting nationwide attention.
What we see in the stay is this emerging awareness in the United States that we don't want to execute people with serious mental illness.
The state of Texas says Scott Panetti understands the court case against him and his death sentence. But Ms. Kays disagrees. And she says executing a person with a severe mental illness does not serve the purpose that most people expect from the death penalty.
We are supposed to be reserving the death penalty.